And we are on. We are live. Do, 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 do. Blah! I love Griselda, bro. Shout out to Doughboy. We have a bet going on. I thought that...
You do?
It's not for money or nothing. It's just, I thought that this would be sufficient enough for the whole pod, because I get aggravated passing the blunts back and forth. I figured we should just roll a really big cone, and he said, that's fine, but then he commenced to rolling more joints, and I'm like, bro, why? He said, because that's not going to last.
We probably pod for about an hour and a half, the minimal, right?
Hour half, hour
that shit ain't gonna last an hour and a half. That shit gonna last probably 40 minutes.
I say it's gonna last at a bare minimum an hour.
I say 40 minutes.
So we're gonna see what happens here. If I win, I don't know. I gotta come up with something.
If I win, both of the nothing leaks are gonna be mine. And if you win, both of the nothing leaks will be yours.
No, because I like my leak this week. But next week, that's a good bet.
No, because that's not in the moment. It has to be in the now. That's the purpose of the
bet. But I like my leak. But, all right. I'm going to figure out a way to somehow squeeze my leak in the show just in case I lose. If I feel like I'm losing, y'all going to hear my leak for a random reason. Real talk. But a shout out, he going to get his two off, though. All right, so it is 1:34 Eastern Standard Time. We are going to spark. Shout out to Doughboy. He did the packing. He did the work. He seen me with my little stick. He was like, no, nigga, you fucked up in the game. I'm going to go ahead and take care of that.
Yeah, because she didn't. She was just about to try to push it all in with the stick, laying the shit down. Nah, gravity's working against you there, bub.
Probably. Well.
Mm-hmm. Here she blows.
So, for this week, what is this, episode 38?
I believe so.
I called this episode Conspiracy Theories.
Because they exist.
It's your girl, DJ Exclusive, and it might not mean nothing to y'all, but it means everything to me that you rocking with the Nothing Podcast.
That over there is your boy, Doughboy, Doughboy.
Doughboy Espo, a.k.a. Full Throttle Mulatto. A.k.a. Espo. Full Throttle Mulatto on IG and Twitter, even though I'm barely on Twitter.
I'm going to try to get him back.
Fuck with me on Twitter, though. I might follow you back.
Says the dude with like 7 followers. Talk about I might follow you back. You follow everyone back until you have a substantial amount of followers.
I follow people back on myself, man. I gotta like what they posting. I can't just follow random people.
But that's what social networking is.
I figure you follow people for a reason. You follow random people, but the random people that you do follow is not so random. There's a reason you following that random person.
I agree.
That
I just
person
tend
has
to follow,
done something or said something that, you know,
I just
resonated
tend to,
with you.
I just tend to follow a group of people and then weed them out later. That's just how I get down. Now, how was your weekend or week?
Week was straight. Weekend was cool. Got to see my son started walking.
Yeah, I seen the video. It was
nigga,
so cute.
But now he's walking now.
Now he's into shit.
He's trying to be out. And he think he cool. And he uses his arm for balance when he walking. With his hand up like this. That shit be dope as fuck. That's the wildest shit, man. Like, you forget shit you experienced with your other kids and then reliving it with the babies. Is crazy. Like,
but
it's
it
like you appreciate it more now than you did then.
You sounded super happy and excited when he was walking to you on that video, though.
Yeah, that's
you funny. Sound like you cried in the car.
Oh, no.
Well, I started a new job, and I don't know how I'm alive right now. I think it's just pure adrenaline. And if my new hours that they got on my schedule underneath my name is really going to be my new schedule, that shit gonna be nuts. That shit says 4:30 to 1:30 a.m., bro.
4:30 in the afternoon?
Yes, to 1:30 a.m.
That's a horrible schedule.
It is a horrible schedule, but in a way, it works for me for what I do with the brand, for it as it pertains to me editing the footage and doing the content and doing all of that, because I am more so early in the day. And then when I go on my lunch break, I can do the updates on the blogs, whatever, like that. So it does work in that way.
Torch.
I have one, but I don't have none of that butane shit.
No, same here. I got one. I just don't have the butane shit either.
Because I don't feel like spending like $8 for it.
Is it? Yeah, usually I say, yeah, $6.99 tax and all that. Yeah.
Well, I am actually going to do our mix. But before I get started with the mix, I wanted to say.
I'm sure we're crazy right now. I ain't in the front. Nah, because I just looked at the arms like you should.
Shout out to King Narcissist. Shout out to King Narcissist.
Whatever.
Now, I just wanted to say, yo, listen.
I ain't nowhere where I used to be.
Listen, to y'all niggas that's in the Bars Over Bullshit group, I see y'all. And on Sundays, I'm going to be doing my streams, playing songs that resonate with me that I like. But, yo, y'all got to show each other a little bit more love. And that's just my advice there. Mm-hmm. I see people posting. But some of the best stuff doesn't have any comments, or it's like because one that's comment.
This is what it is, man. And it's something that's never going to stop. And it's always going to be perpetuated. And you always going to have silent lovers. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas that'll love your shit. I've had niggas that didn't even like my shit, right? Peep this shit. Niggas that didn't even like my shit on Facebook, didn't share my shit, none of that shit, inbox me, like, yo, my nigga, I can't stop playing that shit.
Yep,
and in my head, I'm just like, I'm not even listening to you. I'm in my head, you a clown, because at the end of the day, if you can't let the world know how you feel about it, nigga, don't fucking bother telling me, nigga, because it don't exist that way. You telling me, my nigga, let these other motherfuckers know how you feel about my shit. Nigga, don't just try to tell me on some private shit. The fuck?
That's real shit. Because I have that same experience. And I used to tell niggas what people were saying to me about the podcast. And nobody was like, nah, don't post that shit in the comments.
Yeah. For real, though. You know what I'm saying? Is that wrong, though? Like, think about it. Like, is that wrong? Like, if you do that, when I tell Mo, because it makes Mo look like she's just saying anything to niggas. Your company,
your style, your smile, your peace mentality. Yeah, I don't know about this. Lord, have mercy on me. I was blind, now I can see. What a king supposed to be. Baby, I feel free. Wanna go with me? Let's live.
rocking with the Nothing Podcast.
Joe coming through with some fresh bodies, but I'm seeing Erica on this one. Just gotta keep it moving.
Woke up this morning with a smile on my face. Jumped out of bed, took a shower, dressed, cleaned up my place.
Some fucking bullshit, and I hope they getting along. I hope it ain't the petty bullshit. I hope they just play the hits, and it's a good time. Doughboy's not gonna watch it, so I'll keep you guys posted.
I might watch some of it. I might tune in real quick, but it's gonna stay there.
Shit, knowing them, the screen gonna be all black, just instant. I'm giving away Nothing merch, but I had to put it on hold, unfortunately. I had to put it on hold because the vendors are not allowing me to process sample orders at the moment. So, yeah, I got to put that on hold. But if you do want to qualify, all you have to do is like and follow the Nothing Podcast page. Join Everything Lit and share content and engage. I'm paying attention. I'm seeing who's whoopy. Those of you that do this will earn yourself free Nothing merch. I have designed a Nothing Matters t-shirt. I have not gotten mine yet, but I have designed a Nothing Matters t-shirt exclusive for the people that I am giving the t-shirts away. And if you do not want to earn yours, you can also go purchase it from nothingmerch.com. I also got the Planet of the Apes collection. Go shop that. Go get that champion backpack. Y'all know y'all wanted it. You need it in your life. That's all I have for my announcements. You have any announcements, anything coming up?
No announcements about anything coming up. I just want to tell all y'all to stop being fuck niggas.
Oh, and period. Stealing my vibe?
Stop being fuck niggas. That's all you gotta do, man. Don't be a fuck nigga, especially in this time of crisis. Like that shit that happened with that young boy. Like, I don't know if you seen that shit. That shit with the young boy, I might have seen him either yesterday or today. And he was looking all right, you know, he's straight now and shit, but the nigga was asking me to put him on, like.
You were telling me about the little boy?
Yeah, the little nigga.
Oh,
like,
so he's okay now, his family took him back.
I guess so, but now he telling me he'll work for me, put it work for me, blah, blah, blah. I'm just looking at the little nigga like, damn, and all it took was $10.
Well, that's because that's where that shit come from. They don't have nothing and nobody to care about them. And that's where they get that sense of loyalty from. One nigga show you a little bit of loyalty, a little bit of love for you, and then they're willing to die for you because they're not used to that. Whoa. If you was a different type of nigga, you'd have a fresh shooter. Whoa. Just saying. That's where they come from. Not everybody's a good dude like you and willing to give these niggas a pass. But what's up with Young Buck? You willing to give him a pass?
Who's Young Buck? The rapping nigga?
Young Buck from G-Unit.
What does he get a pass on? The being owing 50 money, what? Being in the closet, what?
I think he should just come out the closet. He keep on getting caught being gay.
I mean, listen, man. I don't know. What I don't understand is, if you gay, you gay. Like, no sense in hiding that shit. No sense in trying to act like you not. If that's a part of you, that's a part of you. That's it, man. Don't be a pussy about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, you can't be a pussy about your own shit.
I mean, when you're gay, there's really... Never mind. All right, this was about a year ago, right? I got this clip of Buck.
Stop real quick. Let me go on and address this real fast, real quick. Ain't shit gay about me. I ain't got a problem with no gay people. Whatever the fuck you niggas thought you seen on the tape, nigga, that ain't no motherfucking tape with no motherfucking punk sucking my dick. But for you bitch ass nigga or niggas, cook up in particular, nigga, since you wanna jump on the Instagram and play all these old gangsta ass roles like you that, bitch ass nigga, why don't you just pull up and keep that same energy, nigga? You give me the location, I'll give you the location. Keep that same energy and say all this old hoe-ass shit that you want to say on the gram. Say it to my face. We can do it on the live, too, you bitch-ass nigga.
That's how you know he gay. You see how aggressive he is for no reason?
I don't know. I think I would reply like that, too, if somebody tried to say I was...
But nobody tried to say anything. There's a video... that came out of him telling
more people saying
fuck you or suck your dick.
Receiving, like, he was really trying or he was talking shit. Was it an argument or was he trying to get it? It is a video
of Young Buck in a hotel room with a transsexual where he is telling this transsexual to come and suck his dick. Let's see if I can pull that up for you.
Oh, no, that's extra as fuck.
And then there's audio of him begging the transsexual to delete all of this information. He got exposed, and then he got exposed again. Basically, this transsexual that he was fucking with posted up the audio of them fucking and talking ever since the video came out. And he then tried to deny it. She posts some audio phone calls of them, and then there's more audio of him basically saying, I'll pay you if you take the camera. What's this? He's a whole flamer.
You know, and this is how I am. I'm not like this. But you have the power to do so much. I never asked you for sex. I wasn't asking you to put me in no car, no bottoms, and red bottoms, and do me some.
Transsexual on the phone with y'all.
That's none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But the little shit you could have done.
Check out what I'm saying. That's a conversation to have for another time. At this point,
because I want to let it out and I want to tell you why I did. I want you to understand why. This said to take $2,000 and took that shit so many ways and I could be rich off $2,000. You know what I'm saying? I'm that type of thing. I could be selling air, doing all kind of shit out this bitch, get money, spending what you give the shit. I'm here making music, doing some shit with money, you know what I'm saying? They don't even take that fucking much, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But you out here playing and using me. Don't you think I'm tired of that shit with these niggas out here? I'm tired of that.
Okay, I'm tired of being
in the closet. These niggas.
This is a sick world, man.
What do you mean?
Man, it's sick, man. Niggas fucking with trannies and shit, nigga. Like, get a bitch. But why would you get a nigga that act like a bitch?
Because that's what they want. They're gay. Oh, my
God, man. This shit is real weird. So, a nigga, like, kisses like those with a bunch of hearts and shit, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm like, the fuck, nigga? What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? So, long story short, I'm like, yo, my nigga, you fucking gay, nigga? like, a nigga was like, nah, I ain't gay, I'm bi. So, I immediately blocked the nigga, deleted the nigga, everything. Like, yo, my nigga, you not bi, my nigga. There's no such thing as bisexual, my nigga.
Yo, you know what?
There's no such thing as bisexual.
Okay, two things. First, we had to leave and then come back, and we was having a conversation about Young Buck before we left. And we was talking about how he's constantly getting caught by transgenders, and I think it's time for him to come out the closet. Doughboy was talking about one of his own personal experiences where he knew someone, and he's not really relating to that person the same that he always has once that person came out the closet. Now, he just said, there is no such thing as bisexual. But that's only for men, though. That's not true for women.
I guess.
But why? That's a double standard.
I don't know. I'm just telling you, it ain't no way. To me, in my eyes, if you a nigga that suck dick, you gay. You not bi, my nigga. You're gay. I don't care how much pussy you fuck, how much pussy you eat, how many bitches you got. None of that shit, my nigga.
I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm just saying, but why is it that a female could fuck on dudes and still be called bisexual or even carry a lesbian tag?
I don't know, but I have, like, in my mind, females are more sensual beings. Like, it's more believable, like, emotions and shit, like I don't
know. That's just him saying that a woman don't gotta take a dick in the ass. That's what he's saying.
She don't. She don't. Yo, I think it's very odd. Yo, listen. Yo, I've had bitches ask me to do that shit before, and I've obliged, you know what I'm saying? I haven't in quite some time. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, at the end of the day, I just think that
Hold
shit.
Hold on, do you not like it because it make you feel gay shit?
It make me think bugged out. It make me like, ill, like.
But the feeling is.
I don't know. I don't, but because I can't get past the nasty in my mind.
He said the nasty in
I'm
my mind.
I'm that serious. I'm
nah,
that
I know
serious.
You're serious, but the way you said it is funny. Because I understand what you're saying. Like, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I don't disagree with it, but that's a conversation that needs to be had, because realistically, what was the shit I was watching on Netflix? Some fucking shit where they start dating each other through a wall or some shit. Blind Love, I think it's called. Right? It's like six dudes live in like this nice ass condo on one side, and it's like six girls living on the other side. And then when you want to go on a date, you know what I'm saying? You go on these rooms. So I'm in here, and then you right outside there, and we talking to each other. We can hear each other, but we can't see or touch each other. The motherfuckers is falling in love, quote unquote, falling in love through these rooms, and then you ask someone to marry you, right? So this one dude, he met this chick on there.
I know what you're talking about.
And then he told her that he didn't even call himself bisexual. He called himself fluid, I believe, where he was like, his heart doesn't have any bounds. Like, if he love you, he love you. He fuck with you based on that part of it. And she was like, I need to think about it. But he was just basically talking about that's one of his struggles. Like, people don't fuck with him like that because they say what you say. Like, they wonder if he's going to be messing with men or if he needs a man and a woman at the same time. And it's just the reality is he had men before. But it doesn't mean that he wants a man now. And he really did love that girl, even though he dragged her and talked all type of shit about her.
Listen, man, I don't know how that goes. I just, in my mind, once you fuck a nigga, and you like fucking niggas.
And does pitching and receiving matter? Does it matter if you was
It don't matter. Either way, if you giving, receiving, you're gay.
So that's conspiracy theory number one. Listen to what this nigga had to say right here. He's a dude that used to roll with Pimp C, and you know Pimp C was exposing a lot of gay rappers. He was exposing a lot of gay rappers, and in fact, I think I'm gonna actually put this on the big screen. I'm gonna put this on the big screen so you guys can see the video.
Well, I don't think they can see it.
Well, if they can, they can. If they can't, then you can.
You can hear it. But yeah, man, I don't know.
Yo, I don't know what's going on with my tech life. I think I got ghosts.
Yeah, y'all know who it is, man. Look, Protege Pimp C 17, whatever you want to call me, man. But look here, bro. y'all know I'm on some positive shit, but Young Buck, you might have to take that one, bro. Like Cat Williams say, nigga, do you know we can see you? Not only see you, nigga, do you know we can hear you on the phone with the transmissional? Like, nah, bro, stop saying that wasn't you, bro. Stop. If you take it down, I'ma send you the money. I'ma send you the money. You gotta take it down right now. Don't nobody got that other ugly ass jacket either, bro. For real, bro. Hey, man, Pimp said this when I was living with him, man, that you was a fruitcake and the real niggas was Big Dog and Biz, man. You got to take this one, man. I fuck with your music, but you, yeah, you.
So that's the conspiracy theory that I would like to say is no longer a conspiracy theory. It's just a fact. Young Buck is gay. He's just in denial. He in the closet. And he really needs to just come out. Like, you can't be liking gay homosexuality on Twitter. Like, what you liking it for?
What you mean?
Like, that's what he got exposed for recently. Like, there was some gay sex video on Twitter that he liked.
By accident.
Well, what you looking at it for?
I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying he was looking at it
and liked it by accident. And he liked that shit on purpose. He just didn't know that people could see the tweet that you like and shit. He thought that maybe when you on Twitter...
You gotta be dumb to not know that.
I really didn't
know that. If you get a notification that somebody else likes some shit...
But I didn't know that.
That should let you know that works in reverse.
I didn't know that they did that to you.
Like, what?
They
posted you don't check your notifications?
I mean, sometimes, but like, I didn't know that. Because what had happened was he liked the fucking tweet and it popped up on his tweets and replies and shit.
Of course. Your activity shows up on other motherfuckers' feeds if they follow you. It doesn't show up no more on Instagram.
That's crazy
because yo, I used to wonder like how do motherfuckers know who I follow on Instagram? You know what I'm saying? How do you know? How do you know who I like? Who pictures I like?
Trying not to laugh because it's fucked up, but that shit funny to me because he been denying that shit for so long.
I guarantee you, he did that shit by accident. Like he probably genuinely did like it and did it by accident.
Yeah, because he did not know. Or did not believe, just like I didn't believe that, yo, a whole bunch of people gonna be able to know that I like this fucking video.
Yeah, that's idiotic. Yo,
It's a couple of other rappers.
One of my exes put me on to some shit on Facebook that's so wild, where you could search for photos that somebody liked.
How the fuck you do that?
Huh? You could look on Facebook right now and be like, photos that Espo liked. And it'll show you the pictures I like.
That's why, in the words of Maul from the Joe Button podcast, I just be liking everything, fucking up the algorithm.
But I don't think that's, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, that's what's wild. Like I done got caught out like that.
Yo, nigga.
You like, know, dead ass, like, got caught out like that.
The first times I ever got caught cheating, that's how I found out that if you go to T-Mobile.com, it'll really give you your call logs. Like, your incoming calls, your outgoing calls, who text you and who you texting. How long you was on the phone and all of that. I didn't know that shit.
Call duration.
I didn't know that shit. Yeah, like,
that's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, when your ex is like, yo, I leave for work at 8:30, you on the phone with 8:35,
hey, yo, bitch. You know what's crazy? The way she did the wild shit. She did the wild shit, and one time she took my phone and went through my phone while I was asleep and recorded it. Recorded everything she was looking at. You know what I'm saying? And then came and woke me up.
Technology is a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's a motherfucker for real.
If you guys have been in here to the beginning, we started at 1:34. I have until 2:34. Right now it is 2:06. I might barely make it. Let's see.
Nah, I think you're gonna lose. Looking like you're gonna lose. That don't look like a half an hour blunt.
Yeah.
That don't look like a half an hour blunt. That's, look how much of that shit is all fucking cardboard tip.
Yeah, nigga did.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, that's 40 minutes.
To, yeah, that's not 40 minutes of hell.
Nigga, yes it is.
It's not. Nice.
Yo, did you hear about the Jay-Z and Beyonce and Solange in the elevator?
That it was about Solange being mentally fucked up, having mental disorder. I did, and I think whatever may be true, may not be true. Who the fuck knows?
Do you think I should play a little bit of the video or no?
It's up to you, really. I don't think anybody really cares about that shit at this point.
Alright, so I'm not gonna play the video because I could do what the nigga did in the video. Basically, everybody that knows Solange beat Jay-Z up in the elevator when they was leaving the Met Gala.
She was hitting
it. I think it was like 2014, 2012 Met Gala. And she was beating him up for all intents and purposes because them videos when it's in slow-mo and Jay's like, that shit funny. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He was protecting his nuts. He was like, that shit funny. But anyway, Solange, they put out a whole narrative that Solange was doing it because Jay been cheating on her, with cheating on Beyonce with Rachel Roy and other people for so long and putting it up in Beyonce's face and she's sick of her taking it and all of this fuck shit. Right? Doughboy's watching TV. And he can't even hear it, but he's still watching it. Because he's wondering what the nigga talking about.
No, I'm wondering why the nigga mannerism seem real feminine.
Oh, I everybody knows Choice is gay. Choice is probably definitely gay.
See, I don't even know who he is.
Oh, that's Choice
TV. I'm just sitting here. I keep like, yo, this nigga like moving like a bitch.
Oh, no, that's Choice TV.
And he's constantly talking about bitches.
Well, no, he actually, you would actually like his YouTube channel. He actually talks, shout out to Choice, I love his channel, like, he does videos about colorism, he do, mini documentaries about stuff like your favorite shows that you may used to watch when you were younger, and now they're not around anymore, so he did all the groundwork to tell you what happened with that. He talks about a lot of actual dope shit. I think this video right now he's talking about Kaya.
I'm just saying, like, his mannerisms, like, I'm watching him talking,
he's
I'm like,
he's definitely
I'm like, he dressed like, a nigga. No, he's dressed like a nigga. But then he's moving and shit like a bitch. Just look, just the way he...
Yeah, he's a gay Haitian dude from Florida.
Wow, that's different.
Real different. But
that's different as shit.
But basically, they say that in the video, Solange believes that Jay-Z was about to sell her or do some wild crazy shit to her. And she was having a moment. They say that her and both Beyonce suffer from some sort of mental disorder. And apparently there is a tape.
I see that video of Beyonce looking stuck.
I posted the one at the basketball game. There are so many videos of Beyonce just... And niggas be like, oh, she's just thinking. No, that bitch gone. Like... And I was always saying that Beyonce was a victim of mind control. And that and Jay-Z was her handler. That's why they put them together. I've been saying that shit. There's moments. And if you look at the footage of Beyonce at the basketball game, Jay just acting like the bitch ain't sitting over there
doing some different shit.
He minding his business. He watching her on the jumbo. He like, when this bitch gonna start rocking? Because he used to it. They say that Beyonce lives a real meticulous lifestyle because people are aware that she could just start rocking and just stop. That's why she don't do interviews. Because they don't know whether or not she will do that.
They don't know
when
that shit gonna happen.
They can't. It's like a sponge. It's like a they fucking Tourette. That bitch got a tick, basically.
They don't know when that shit gonna happen.
The bitch got a fucking tick. It sound like Beyonce got a tick. That's what the... You know what I'm saying? That shit from Fresh Prince, like... Back up, nigga. Back up. She got a fucking tick. Like, it's normal. She wouldn't be the only or the first black bitch with a tick. You know what I'm saying? And they say that Solange is crazy and she on coke. One thing I did verify was you don't ever see no videos or no footage of Solange alone with Jay-Z and Beyonce babies.
I mean, I guess.
So if you had a sister, you're not going to let your sister be alone with your babies? if she wants to?
It depends. It depends on what she's capable of. They say Solange crazy and she do coke. My sister told my baby moms about my side pieces when I was locked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was locked up and you telling my home bitches at home. What I'm doing.
But as that pertains to
or what
game,
I was doing.
That's just some shit that fucked you up in the game. But that is, that's not the same.
No, that just makes me acknowledge that, you know what?
That make you
feel can't push nothing past nobody.
That make you feel a certain type of way, but would you say your sister is not capable of taking care of your kids? If she needed
to. I can't trust you. What the fuck do you mean? That's it, Mo. If I can't trust you, why could I have you around my kids? If I can't trust you.
Well, you talking about it in a morality.
I'm talking about it. That's logical. You know what I'm saying?
I was coming at it in the sense of, because the way they tried to paint Solange was, she's not mentally stable. She's not capable
of being alone. I know what they were saying. And
so that's why I was saying,
it.
If you have a sister or a brother, and you know that they are capable, why wouldn't they have pictures when they was alone with their aunt? When their aunt took them somewhere. I went to plenty of places with my aunt. And my aunt used to fuck me up. So, like, I used to be with my aunts a lot. Actually, my mom got 5 sisters. Like,
I don't know. I'm different. If I don't trust you, if your word ain't bond,
you got any aunts and uncles?
Yeah.
You was around them growing up?
Slightly.
See, that's the difference between my understanding and yours. When I was growing up, I was around my aunts and my uncles a lot. Not on my father's side, but a lot on my mother's side. So it's not...
See, I wasn't around either.
It's not odd for me, for my aunt to pick me up and say, we about to go shopping, or we about to go do this, or we about to go do that. So when they telling me that Jay-Z does not trust Solange alone with his kids because she's this and because she's that, and in the beginning of him and Beyonce's relationship, there was issues because of that, I can understand it. Because when you're crazy, you don't think that you're crazy. But you got this nigga telling you, and then Beyonce crazy, so they relate to each other on a whole different level, because even if you think about the elevator shit, Beyonce just standing there like the bitch frozen. Like Jay-Z said, shut down all motor functions. Like, if you watch that show Westworld, that shit's hot. Like, on Westworld, they'd be like, Brian, shut down all motor functions, and then you stop, you freeze, you pause, you can't move. So I felt like that's what happened. Jay-Z snapped his fingers. Beyonce couldn't move. And he was dealing with Solange to the bodyguards to get him the fuck off of her. Like, because what the fuck? They said in the video she sounds like a demon or demonic. And me and my niggas, we decided amongst us in the blogger world, if that shit don't come crawling out the crevices by at least June, July... Like, somebody that paid for it, because apparently she want, like, a whole 2 racks for it, untagged. 500 just to listen to it. And then, like, a stack of it with her voice on it, on the audio. So, that's Ooh. Why you went... they own the footage at Gossip site, Gossip of the City? That's who allegedly got the footage.
And they charging what?
They want $500 just for you to hear the footage.
Okay.
They want a stack for you to get the footage with, like, they tag on it. And then they want, like, us all a stack and a half if you gonna get it without a tag. But everybody, I guess everybody's paying to only hear it, though. I'm not paying no $500 just to hear some shit.
At all.
Did you hear about the bodies in the U-Haul?
What bodies? What, from the corona shit?
It's the funeral home. It's a funeral home, and
they've been storing bodies in trailers all over now.
Well,
in refrigerated trailers and shit.
Got an update now. Breaking news. We first brought you a News 4 at 4. The City Health Department has issued 2 citations following the discovery of 50 bodies piled in as many as 4 U-Haul trucks parked near a Brooklyn funeral home with no refrigeration. News 4's Ida Siegel tonight continue our team coverage from the Flatland section of Brooklyn to explain why the owner will not be facing any criminal charges. Ida?
Well, this started with phone calls to police from folks in the neighborhood complaining about a foul smell at the funeral home. And it ended with investigators in hazmat suits trying to figure out what to do with so many bodies that had nowhere to go. A plastic black tarp connects this U-Haul truck to the Andrew T. Cleckley Funeral Home on Utica Avenue tonight. Behind it, investigators have been transferring dozens of bodies out of the truck. Law enforcement sources say the funeral home director had placed as many as 50 bodies in four different U-Haul trucks because there was no more room inside his parlor. Folks in the neighborhood say they noticed something strange in the last few weeks.
I should have called the cops a long time ago, you know, when I first noticed this, but you know, you don't want to jump the gun. It's a funeral home. You know, people are dying.
Sources say the funeral home director was waiting for a large refrigerated truck to store the bodies, but it was late on arrival. Desperate for a solution, he put the bodies in U-Haul trucks packed with ice. Police say there was no criminality, but the funeral home has been issued two citations from the health department. The Brooklyn Borough president says what happened here is unacceptable.
Can you imagine this truck, if there's no shelving in here, then you have someone's family members lying on top of each other.
Funeral homes in Brooklyn and Queens have been overwhelmed with more bodies than they can handle since the COVID outbreak, resulting in families having to wait 2 to 3 weeks to lay their loved ones to rest.
It just disgusted me, you know. But if one of my loved ones passed away,
Yeah. That's wild. That's some wild shit, man.
And then there's people that's like, the funeral director need to go to jail. I mean, I don't think he need to go to jail.
I don't think it's his fault.
It's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what is he supposed to do? Like, put him on a floor?
I don't know.
Like, what would you do? You're the funeral director. You got this funeral home. You got all of these bodies.
I'm literally going to do the same thing he did. I'm not going to bullshit you. I'm going to get a trailer or U-Haul. I'm going to get something. Like, I'm going to have to get something to pack these shits in. Like, I probably ain't going to. I'm going to try to do it to where I'm not stacking them on top of each other or something. Like, but yeah, I'm going to fill a truck up with ice and shit. And yeah, we're going to get right.
Man, I'm laughing because he didn't even hesitate. He was like, yo, what else could you do? Because that's real nigga talk. Like, what else could you do?
It ain't nothing else they could have did if they not prepared for that shit. You ain't got no refrigerated trucks on demand. Who's thinking of that? You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's expecting to have hundreds and hundreds of bodies just coming in every day.
His fault. He's the preferred funeral home, or
yeah, like,
and then it make you wonder what these other funeral homes is doing. Because if this man is so fooled up, he's putting them in U-Haul trucks. The other funeral homes gotta be full or getting full. Because it can't be that serious.
That's just really wild to me. Like that's actually like.
But then again,
thing, like.
But then again. He don't got to accept them. Mm-hmm. Once you knew that you putting bodies in U-Hauls, why is you still taking them to the point where you need 4 U-Hauls?
That's true, too. At the end of the day, that's what it is. Like,
that's
you
the
being
part
greedy,
where I'm
my
like,
nigga.
You need...
Yeah, niggas was being greedy.
That's the part where I'm like, there needs to be something. Because
you could have been like, nah, I can't do it.
I don't have this.
You could be like, I don't have this. Yeah, that's true.
I could give you the benefit of the doubt up to 1 U-Haul truck because you're like, okay, bring them here. And as you, all right, shit.
Man, that's still wild, our man. Like, damn,
not because
yo.
They probably came and then they didn't have no space. They was expecting the truck to be there the next day. The truck didn't get there. The refrigerator
that's
truck that they
one.
Ordered.
That's maybe
one truck.
That's
why I said
truck.
I'll give you one truck. But like, after the rest of them, like,
four?
Oh, now you're being
four?
Greedy. Yeah.
Four?
Yeah, you're being greedy.
50?
50 fucking bodies.
Yeah, y'all niggas wild,
big.
Like, that's...
So it's between...
Yeah, the more 60. I think about it, like, I wouldn't... Yeah, damn, that's fucked up. Yeah, because I'm not even thinking about it like that. I just thought about it purely business. I ain't even gonna front. I ain't think the
you know, factor. Yeah,
you was thinking people, like you got a, you got a thousand bodies. I got to do something with them.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not thinking about the fact that you actually
you had an opportunity to not take them a thousand bodies. Like exactly. I feel you. Like all right, yeah. Yeah.
Being greedy.
Yeah, that's being greedy as fuck. Because
it's a funeral home, and from what my knowledge of death, my family chooses the funeral home. You know what I'm saying? Like, the hospital don't get to say what funeral home gets my body.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But, and then the other part of me, because this episode, you good?
Yeah.
Because this episode is called Conspiracy Theories. What if this is just another one of the ways that they gonna convince us that mad people died that we never gonna be able to figure out if they ever died or not? Feel me?
I don't know.
Nah, feel me. All these people in the truck, they said it was non-refrigerated U-Haul trucks, which means these people decompose and you do not have no DNA. You don't know who these people are.
Man, you got dental records and shit like that.
Okay, well,
and
maybe
they still got DNA.
Well, maybe they can still figure out who these people are.
They can still figure out
when
they're
talking about decomposed bodies and shit, it just make you seem like that was something they were trying to do.
They're not all decomposed, but it is. See, it don't work like that. It's still like, because they in bags. They separated. It's not like they just throw them on top of each other.
Nah, my conspiracy theory, so to speak, was like, that's just maybe their plan got faltered. That was just the way to get rid of bodies, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, a U-Haul truck, and then U-Haul coming out making a statement about it, talking about it was implorable, and that was just horrible, and da-da, all this bullshit. I don't know, it all seems like a distraction to me. The more that happens with this coronavirus, the more that I'm starting to pay attention to it on some conspiracy shit. Like, I don't know, it's not making
any sense. It's definitely deeper than everybody thinks. That's no question. Mm-hmm. It's mad moving pieces going on right now that nobody knows nothing about. Like, and like I said before, we ain't gonna know about that shit ever. The only motherfuckers that's gonna know about that shit is like maybe 100 years after we dead.
I don't know. This coronavirus shit just doesn't. I don't want to call it fake when people died from it. But
nah,
it ain't fake.
Because I know people who sick with that shit. Like, I know
people. Or is
people.
The hospital just telling them that they sick with it?
That too.
Because
you never know.
Just like you just said, you were sick and you.
It ain't like you could get your own coronavirus test and test yourself. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like that. See, that's the wild shit about all this shit. Like,
I don't believe it's being handled the way, like, a nationwide pandemic should be handled.
It ain't being handled here like that. That's what you gotta understand. It's not being handled here like that.
I do understand. I actually overstand that. That's one of the reasons why I feel like I should be worried about it. But I'm worried about it for, like, the different things. Like, the type of shit that I'm worried about is that it's 30 million Americans that's unemployed. And as of the last 2 weeks, it's 3.8 million that
They always cook in the books, though. You know what I'm saying?
Probably, but that's a lot of unemployment. That's a lot of ain't gots and have nots.
Because, I mean, you got motherfuckers in a position where they can't go to work. You got people in a position where they scared to open their business because they don't want to get sick.
And where is this?
Because most people that got their own business, they work in their shit.
Where is $600 a week coming from that they given these $300?
Everybody know this money been not existing. So why you give a fuck now?
Because that's where my fear is. My fear is
we're gonna be slaves to some other government or some other nation. In no due time, like that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, because we borrowing all of this money and our money ain't worth shit.
That's what's gonna happen. Our money ain't worth nothing. No, but at the end of the day, it ain't only our money. It's everywhere around the world's money. Like real shit. Everybody owe everybody. Everybody borrowing and owing everybody out there. That's just the facts, and that's what it is. Like every government owe this government. You know what I'm saying? It's just bullshit.
And we just giving out random money to people. I'm looking at my timeline. Like, for anybody that's unemployed and they getting their money, they getting the extra $600 a week or whatever the case may be, that is dope.
It's not full $600 for everybody.
Well, whatever it is for whatever you getting, whatever.
If you're getting up to $600.
If you're getting it, that is dope. But what is whack is that there are people that are willing to quit their jobs, stop taking care of themselves, all of those things, because they believe that this is what's up.
Nah, but see, you ain't gonna get that shit if you quit your job. That's not how you, like, you had to be laid off. You had to be affected by this shit. Like, it ain't just, oh, I'm gonna go file for unemployment now because. Nah, you really had to lose. You, and I guarantee you, you gotta prove you lost your job. Like you really gotta have a pink slip. You can't just, like, be like, oh, I'm go file for unemployment. Nah, that shit don't work like that.
Yep. So, what do you think our lyrical breakdown is gonna be this week?
I don't know. What do I think? I can't... Oh, that's it.
You said you can't what?
I can't predict it.
You can't? He said I can't...
Oh, this shit came out. Look. Where's the stick?
This nigga knocked the cherry out. You trying to cheat.
No, I ain't trying to cheat. Look, if I'm trying to cheat, why I'm putting it back? Huh. Yeah.
What's it? Man, it's like, what, 5 minutes?
It ain't last. That's the point.
The point is, it is going to last for 5 minutes.
This ain't going to last.
For 5 minutes. But when I get my turn, it's going to last for 5 minutes.
Why? Because you got to make sure? Because I think that's what you've been trying to do.
How is that what I've been trying to do?
Because it feel like you've been like, you know, you've been not really smoking the M. You ain't been taking no deep pulls or nothing like that.
What do you mean if I haven't been smoking it, then how is it burning? You smoking it?
Nah, you smoking. But you ain't smoking.
I am smoking.
You know what I mean?
This thing
don't act dumb. Like, don't act dumb. Nah. Don't act dumb like you don't know what the fuck I'm saying. don't.
Nah, I know what you're trying to say.
You know what I'm saying. Don't act dumb. That's not true. Don't act like you aren't knowledgeable about what I'm implying.
I know what you're implying when I'm like, that is false because I'm cooked. Alright, so this podcast is going to be all over the place. I need to change the name from Conspiracy Theories to fucking Scramble. Now, the lyrical breakdown this week is going to be The Roots You Got Me, featuring Eve and Erykah Badu. Why? Because everybody in the versus battlefield and everybody like that, we wondering which one of them going to play this song first in their battle.
What song?
You Got Me by The Roots.
Why, are they on it together?
Well, no, Erykah is singing on it, but Jill wrote on it.
She wrote Erykah shit?
Yeah. Which is interesting. Well, there it is. I don't know.
If I wrote it and you perform it, it's my shit still.
So you think writers get the credit over the performer?
Of course.
Interesting take. I like it.
Why wouldn't they?
The way you perform some shit changes it.
Sometimes. Yeah, it definitely does. Because it's a motherfucker that can write some shit but can't sing. But...
Well, you heard those Drake reference songs from Quentin Miller?
Yeah,
know?
They trash. I know. I know. They trash. I listen to them. And it's just like, damn. Drake turned trash into something.
And never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photos.
Yo, Black Thought is a fucking superhero, yo.
Monster.
That nigga could rap his ass off, and this is light to him.
Flash focus record. Says she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She says she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar. And that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart. Intent to shatter, she like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her through letter phone. Whatever, let's link, let's get together. Shit, you think not? Think the thought went home, a forgotten time passed. We back in Philly, now she up in my...
See, you don't even gotta break down his bars because he spit it so vividly, like... If you don't know what he's talking about, are you deaf? Are you blind? Are you not following along?
Everybody don't catch it the same way. It don't resonate with everybody the same way. It's not supposed to, though.
I like how you tried to break it down for the broke bum.
See, I think that's something that you do that might be offensive to people.
Here he goes.
I'm keeping a buck with you. Since you know when I drink and I sip, you know I get to talking a little bit. So I'm going to say it. Sometimes you say shit so rash and brash because, like, that's just how you speak. But to people that don't know you, that shit just come off like you being an asshole. Like,
because I probably am.
Everybody not gonna relate. That's just the reality of shit.
Now, knowing that Jill could sing, it's a reason they want Erica to sing that. Is it her personality or is it her voice? What do you think made them decide, you know what, Jill?
Her aura.
This is hot, but we want Erica to do that.
Her aura, like Erica Badu got a different kind of
especially sound. This time.
She got a different kind of sound. She got a different type of, like, her whole vibe, like, they in the same class, but her shit different.
And this era, Erica is in.
They're in the same class, but her shit different.
Yeah, I'm the type that's always catching a flight. We're not gonna sleep on Eve. Yeah, at the height of the night, and that's when she flipped me. Another lonely night. Like, I'm on the side. You only love in your mind. I know you gotta get the paper, daddy. Keep that shit aside. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? I'm out of city with my sister from New York City. She said, you know it's ball. And she think I'm pretty, so I complain, boo. You know it's only with you. I'm staying, boo. Yes, man. What you mean is that, Eve? And they think I'm pretty, so I complain, boo. I'm always just with you. I'm staying, boo. And when cats be bombing, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have the time for life's thrill. So when you sweating on stage, think of me with your rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies. They can't hear you rhyme. The Roots always been deep with their videos, with their music, with everything.
Yeah, I think the Roots always been tough.
I fuck with the Roots on a heavy level. Only reason I was really thinking about that, that was a discussion when they battle came out.
I won.
Whatever. When they battle came out, he didn't win.
I didn't win. Look at the time.
No, it's because that shit fell out again and I just left it.
So that's it. It's done.
No, it fell out and I left it.
It's done.
It fell out and I left it.
Is it still burning? Is it still on? We still smoking?
I could light it and it could be an incense.
Up, that don't count because time has passed.
No, whatever, nigga.
You smoked a whole cigarette by the time that, you know what I mean? That would have been burned. I won.
He can feel that he won. It's 2:33. He can feel that he won.
It's a victory. It's a victory. I don't care about time, Mo.
It ain't no victory. It's
now 2:34. You've been smoking that bogey since like 2:31. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Anyways. You listen to Drake album?
Nah, I didn't. I would like to. I'm gonna listen to it though.
Yo,
you know Drake, my guy.
If there ain't a whole song on there for Curtis,
what you
dedicated
mean?
To Curtis from me. Yo, nigga.
Curtis who?
50? No, not Jackson. Curtis the content thief. I ain't gonna say this nigga's podcast name no more. And this is the last time I'm actually going to say his name. I was going to refer to him as Klepto.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that nigga.
No, the reason I said, because that's the first thing that popped up in my head when I heard this song. That's like, yo, the niggas, yo, when you hear it, you're going to understand exactly what I'm saying.
All right, play it. Let's go.
I'm not sure. I think it's deep.
And it's wild because I really try to remain biased, but until you show me that shit, like, that setup.
Listen to this shit. And it's how he opened the project.
For my nigga, right? Yeah. Look.
I'm not sure if this is the song. I'll let you know when it's the song. Still learning the album.
Turn back on everything we built and they must bleed. I've seen splatter in the snow and the blood freeze. Scraps over territory they know we must keep. Get home and white air forces get brushed clean. Back when my mama would interrupt sleep to tell me hurry up, so bus leaves.
This ain't the time, but this one is hard. It's called Deep Pockets. Next song, y'all already know it. It's called When to Say When.
Yeah.
Y'all know this song already, right?
Somebody heard it.
Yes, you did, because it played.
Somebody hit me today.
All the time when it dropped.
Nah, just make sure, you know, you tell me what to do when I get there, you know? No problem. I got all these blessings just to give to the others anyway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My hand's always open.
We did.
Hey, 33 years I gave that to the game. 33 mil, I say that for the rain. 500 weeks, I fill the charts with my pain.
We know that one. 500. That is the Chicago Freestyle, which they came out at the same time, so we know this one too. When you flip the Eminem at the end.
You know what it is when the
Drake got all up in his burden. There's only like really two songs on the shit I don't like. And the second one, I kind of like it. Shit's fire. Can't believe you got to stop smoking so much pot. You don't remember this.
I don't.
Hey. Truck to the plane, to the truck, truck to the hotel lobby. Me, I go through underground garages, presidential suite on deposit, elevator up to the room.
I think it's actually the shit with Chris Brown that got them bars where I'm like, yo.
Yeah, because I'm waiting to see the relatable.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's this one.
How you know this will be?
First time in a long time.
Singing shit in the one.
My nigga, when you hear what Drake is saying, you're gonna be like, oh,
time.
Okay.
Trust who? Watch my back, even when I'm in a mood. Oh, trust who? Doing my thing, but I'm down to come clean. I like you. I wanna make you feel the weight off your shoulders too. I tag you. Just tell me it can't be that crazy.
It's not that one. It's not Too Slide. This is Desires with Future. It's this song. I should have wrote it down. Cause Drake's rhyme every single word.
I should have put you somewhere where no one can find you.
I love this song.
Mansion out in the sticks with nothing around you. Katy, Texas, Dallas, Texas. You know a different environment.
See, he got a different. He just
got like desires.
I know. Studio, nigga, I know. For real.
She got desires. I know.
This desire shit is hard too. This shit is hard.
You got desires.
You got that fire. And I'm not lying. You had me down on my knees every day. Had to talk my side. I'm in an 80 and one of the two. This is Friday. I try to pay all your loans off and cop you a job. I can't stand you close to the city. You ain't too vulnerable living this life. I said to move your way from Houston before I cop you all this ice. You wanna be my number one.
Obviously, this song is about when you find her, you trap her somewhere, nobody can find her.
My number two, you barely made the second. I should have put you somewhere where no one can find you. Yeah, she's not in the streets with nothing around you.
Next song is Time Flies.
Yeah. I'm outside, that's
MG. My third right outside, song joint.
TT.
Shit hard.
Two turn, baby girl, you know me. Still with the dogs that I grew beside. All the niggas around me, pride that they die. Gotta watch the time, cause it's flying right by. I'm outside in an AMG. Right outside, TT.
It's another dance.
Two turn, baby girl, you know me. Who am I? All the niggas around me, Friday night. Gotta watch the time, cause it's flying right by. Two
turn, baby. I think the song I'm talking about is Losses. But the next song is
I just caught my shorty
second favorite on the album, just, which is Landed. Because he reminds you that he white. He took the whitest phrase and made that shit so hard.
If I gotta land, I'ma stick it.
If I got a
baby, let it go and you gon' miss it.
What?
Notice with the Cartier green, yeah, do I sound different?
I love white people.
I was not finna let them get no top villain.
I like this song.
They really tried to take the shit and run with it. And I bought my dog a Brody cause he rolled with it. And I bought that girl a shovel cause she gold digging. If he talking that is it.
Yo, Drake can't be stopped, man.
Drake, then we taking off in it. Yeah, and if I got a lane, I'ma stick it, baby. Baby, let it go and you gon' miss it. Notice with the Cartier pin, do I sound different?
Now the next song, I said not like D4L, I don't like this song.
Wow.
It's too much of that. All that shit. I don't like
it. LBG, why is that no just a spray? I mean, I'm sorry, got it clear by your daddy. LBG, why is that? What's hanging in? Richard Mill, all this shit. What's hanging in?
Yes, I do. I fuck with you, Trio. What?
Why is that no just a spray? To my story, got it clear by your daddy. LBG, OBO, what's happening is? Richard Mill, oh yeah, what's happening is? Why is that bad?
Yo,
what's happening is?
But it's just, it's not my vibe. Compared to the rest of the
crowd. I love that box. Like, that's that. That shit wave, like, this is. It's pure swag, like.
Hey.
I think I like swag. I like this swag a lot.
This nigga just got excited. I put that top left. I love McCarty to death. Hype Williams, Lil X. If you don't say it direct, give a fuck. Yeah, yeah. I put some ice on her hand. I let her take an advance. She wasn't going as planned. I put a shit in the van. She got a move with a friend. Her, she went back to the man. Give a fuck. When I shoot my shot, it's the Kawhi way it's going in. Me and Lil Sick, I'm sitting sideways, breaking tens. Used to be an antisocial nigga, now I'm making friends. I just got a mansion out in Texas, it's a beachfront. And she bringing four friends, I know I hit at least one.
God damn it, Drake.
Hey, Instagram. Hey, Instagram. It's a song I've been writing for a few months.
Lost you to the game, I gotta hug that. I was here when you was asking where the love at. Dip your finger in the bag to get your buzz back. I was wishing on a star when I was that. I've been fortunate enough to have it my way. I'm a fortune teller, listen to what I say. Remember when we used to park up in my driveway? I always told it how it was, I never shy away. This life is really something you get lost in. I know niggas that got famous and they bought friends. I had friends that only had half of their heart in. It's hard to accept now and it was hard then. But I treated you.
I'm just saying.
All in. Spoiled rotten niggas smell you before you walk in. Burning incense in your new apartment. But you got no sense when it come. Lost you to the game, I gotta hold that. How you feeling in your soul since you sold that? I be better off without you and we know that. You ain't looking at a nigga, you can hold back. Like I'm trying to show the waves, this is no cap. You sold me up the river, but I rode back. You
put me on a road without a road map. I'm not trying to make no song, these are cold facts.
Drake bodied that. When he said...
You know where he's going. Drake...
That second verse? When he said, you bit my style now...
You got some liquor at the house?
My nigga?
Yeah, go get a shot. Let's do a shot together.
That's what he did to Adam. Go get a shot. Let's go do a shot together.
Hey, being here wasn't in the plans. I do it for the grams, not the gram. I do it for the fam, but still fucking Uncle Sam. I tried to change for you, but that wasn't who I am. Even when being real is out of fashion, niggas keep stealing my style, now we out here matching. I did it by being myself with no dramatic acting. I couldn't sit around and wait, I had to have it happen.
Listen, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Next song is called From Florida With Love.
The whole shit about the curse shit that fucked with me is like, cause I was telling you I thought you was like looking at it too deep, and then when you showed me that one thing, like, it's like, wow, like, that's blatant. That was blatant, like.
The one where he stole the post or tried to rephrase my phrase. Oh yeah, then I caught him again stealing actual content from the group. That's why I blocked him.
When it got a chain for me, I had to give it.
Shout out to my boy Billy. Billy posted something about, I think he commented on it too, on both Billy page and in the group. He posted about when the white boy had asked the black girl out to the prom or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Instead of sharing. I blocked him for that. I block niggas for doing whole shit like that, because sharing is very easy. And when you go out of your way to go the extra mile to not share, that says something.
To make it seem like you just, you know, uncovered some content.
How about I do it like this? How about I say, you was just simply going out of your way to not share my shit? Because you could have pressed the share button exactly where you seen it at, but you didn't do that. And your reasoning for doing that...
You did a whole bunch of shit to not do it.
Exactly.
You went to the page, download...
So whatever, so whatever you did, you did that for whatever reason. That's your reason on you. That's you.
You was mindful to not.
That was
the
sucker shit though.
You ain't even like it though. You ain't like it or share it, but you went in.
You don't comment, you don't engage. And there's a couple of people that I'm about to start plucking out. Because one thing I'm noticing, I'm making my business to try to befriend most people that send everything lit. And I'm noticing some of them is trying to get their blogger shit off, and I'm not even mad at them. Some of them been pre-existing bloggers, and they taking our content, and then they're blogging about it, but they not saying according to the Nothing Podcast or whatever the fuck. They're not.
Yeah, they not plugging where they supposed to.
Where they getting it from? And I know for a fact you're getting it from my shit. Like, I know you're getting it from my shit. Because if you wasn't, then you would have been posted about it. Why are you posting about it after me? When you're a member of my shit. It's very, very clear what niggas is doing. Down to the point, niggas be using the same pictures and shit. But it is what it is. The next song with Demons, I don't like it because I think too many people trying to bring back Pop Smoke style. Now, the more I listen to this, it grows on me. But at first listen, I don't like this. Yeah, you know that Pop Smoke got a distinctive sound, I would say.
Fabi, Sosa. Viral movie. I'm in this bitch with the Wooski.
Born
in the summer like Julie. Champagne got me loopy. Glizzy Bob looking groovy. All the demons looking moody.
When Bobby and them come on, it's more.
Skirt round there in your hands.
This whole
outside,
shit is
I'm
like,
not like them. Ain't been lean out bands. That's how men get blamed. You and your friends. This Hermes from Runway. This ain't Ralph Lauren. Taught him again. Loved her way back when. Drunk so I turned your turn. But don't get sent. Send some bread to the
band. All my G's are blessed. We chatting for them. Whole lot of drink like that.
Drake just moved to UK to tell
me. No ways, these my ways, no progression for them. They get bad, just wait. Food get eight, and that's just lessons for them. Sosa, Fabi, looking like Katie and Kari. My TD Bank is on
what?
My TD Bank is on Kylie. Tribeca in the lobby. All these
niggas. Drake, why do people say he can't miss? Because he can't, bro. Drake can't miss.
That's fire.
You rap on beats like that? Mm-hmm. You rap on beats like that?
I would kill that.
It's not my style of beat.
See,
but
you know what's crazy? See, I'm glad that. See, when I get a wave like this, I could go home and turn on the shit, put on some beats, and just, you know, punch in real quick. You know what I mean? I ain't got to write nothing.
Bars over bullshit? Mm-hmm. How you feel about this, the rappers in
it? It depends on who it is. I don't pay attention to everybody. I pay attention to niggas that, you know, actually catch my ear.
Well, depending on what you have planned for the evening, after the pod, I'm gonna do this live feed playing Connecticut rappers. If they whack, they whack. They dope, they dope. I started last week. And this is something I'm going to be continuing moving forward. And I'm doing that. And I'm going to be pulling videos from that actual group this week. Because that's where the most Connecticut artists are in one place. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm going to be doing that. If you want to stay for that, we're going to do that. Now, before we get out of here, there's a couple of things I wanted to touch on. First and foremost, Master P. How you feel about it?
I think Master P is that nigga on the low and just don't get the respect he should.
The reason I asked you that is because Master P turned 50 and nobody really talked about that, and I didn't even mention it, and I was just like, damn, Master P actually turned 50 out here and hip hop kind of ignored him. Now Diddy could sneeze and everybody's talking about it. But, like, fucking Master P turned 50 and nobody gave no fucks, like. And I was just wondering, why do you think that is? No answer?
Not really. Kinda got days off real quick. I ain't gonna fuck. I don't even know what you just said for, like, the last 30 seconds. Like, I can't even lie. I'm, you know what's crazy? Because I went to make sure I didn't get no call, and I just started scrolling.
That nigga stoned.
Yeah, I'm a little, nah, but see, it's the drinking that get it more.
What are you even drinking, my nigga?
Nothing.
You want some white grape vodka?
Uh-oh.
That nigga's a punk.
I don't like that flavor shit like that.
Not me either, but that's why I only pick Ciroc, because it tastes like liquor, not fucking juice. But I had... I don't even remember what the fuck I fucking asked you, nigga. Like, I don't... Oh, yeah, I asked you, like, how do you feel about hip-hop not giving a fuck that Master P turned 50?
I think it's a shame. I really do. I think it's fucked up. I think motherfuckers just don't acknowledge what real really is, like... And that's the most disheartening thing for me out there in the world, like, real shit.
Yo, you seen the there's a video with Damon Dash talking about he blackballed, and DJ Vlad slipped up and said it. There's a video with Damon Dash talking about that and shit. Do you think that Master P might be blackballed because Master P...
He don't fuck with... I hate to say it like machine. That. I don't want to say the industry machine. I say the crackers.
And he taught Birdman because Birdman is the second person to get a deal similar to what he got.
Yeah, but Birdman fuck with them crackers.
True, but he gave Birdman the blueprint on how to
I agree completely, but my point is that
which is why Birdman learning what Master P already knew, why he don't fuck with them. Like, at the end of the day, when you're no longer useful to them. So Master P is like, I might as well be self-sufficient from the
jump all the way through.
Exactly.
Non-stop.
And I just wanted to apologize because I fuck with Pete. I fuck with Pete. Hey, go green. And I'm sorry, I'm from Connecticut. I'm from the tri-state area. I think Cameron should have left that shit alone.
What shit?
The Bowder shit? Cameron shit is not this. Cameron should just be the heat
to fit. Cameron shit is different. Because Cameron, see, this is the difference in Cameron shit. Well, I can actually say it like and be honest. Cameron's swaggy as fuck. Like, it's certain niggas that just like, ooh, swag, like,
yeah,
on the
but
track,
certain
like.
Shit, Cameron don't need to get on it, the I'm About It beat. Nah.
See, that's for you. But for a lot of niggas, that niggas will play that shit and be like, yo, this nigga Cam, he wild for doing it this style, like New York version. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta acknowledge that. Like these beats wasn't made for New York niggas to spit on. You understand? Like not at all. They made for that sound that they got down there. And when niggas can hear that sound from down there, take it up here and do their thing on it, I think that shit dope.
All right, since you get up going to sleep, what's the second one?
Damn. That's a good one.
The chat came on that shit gangsta. I mean, that's me acting my bad. That shit gangsta. If y'all don't know what y'all listening to, this is Niggas Done Started Something, DMX first album, Doughboy kinda sorta won a bet so he get a bonus leak.
Kinda sorta? No, I won.
Cause I'm playing my leak so he get a bonus
leak. Oh, whatever.
Hey, yo, let's get papers and pop mobile holes up in skyscrapers and condominiums overlooking our drug tapers. New York City, no only way to play is gritty. I want cheddar so we can front up in the 850. My old committee like the puff elves and look jiggy. Who want testers? I'ma send me leave you chestless. And ain't shit that you can say to me when you be breathless. Young brother done did shit that you won't do.
So get ahead with that bullshit you talking about going through.
Niggas and punk on your block in a new spot. Who sit next to you be telling you
how to run.
Now I'm status like nigga, we got chips and sis. And bad bitches sis, frontin' in eclipses.
Taking knots from the out of state spots. Any nigga make it hot, get found in a vacant lot. You don't really want to come drop the one guy who stays dumb hot from gut knot. The racket sang alumni. You got my beef and nothing's on the phone. So I'm packing up Sonic Gump, the new July's atomic bomb. It's not a nigga in your gang wanted. My AK, Slate Gates, Brain Strange, niggas' names on it. Often I bug, then bust off in the dump. Have a chump call from blood, fill his core from a slug. Yo, you know I got enough guns to wreck a nation. Any nigga wave a tech and Mason, have an explanation. You bring it through and I'm going. Then I'm in the ground with aluminum. Then I'm putting two in them. You can't touch me, I've been devil sent. Running for investment. A lot of other things, but that's relevant.
Man, listen,
this body
got shit. Boy,
niggas done started, so you can lay in the flames of all the sky, boy.
Damn.
Niggas done started, so if you love the money, then prepare to die, boy. Niggas done started, so fuck what you heard, it's what you hear, sky, boy. Niggas done started, so don't come at me with no bullshit. Use caution, cause when I wet shit, I dead shit. Like abortions for bigger portions of extortion and racketeering. Got nigga spirit. Fuck what you heard, what you hear. How much darker must it get? How much harder must it hit? See if your hardest nigga split when I start a bunch of shit.
I like pussy, but not up in my face, so give me 3 feet.
We more than 3 deep, nigga see shit. Bloodhounds found your shit buried in the mud. Following chases of gunpowder, raising doing blood. Positive ideas are possible.
So you know what y'all doing, what they gonna be putting
on that tag on your truck.
Now who gon' tell your mother her baby never recover in the morgue? Slippers the logs, get out by the dogs. And I'm a hard-headed nigga that wouldn't listen, so you got what you paying for.
Surgery with a chainsaw.
I hit the fucking streets, cause like I said before, ain't nothing going down until I eat.
Motherfuckers think it's all about it.
Bitches, distressing bitches, while I'm testing bitches, game, addressing bitches, and caressing bitches. And dealing with motherfuckers on all levels, what I'm dealing with is all devil. Fuck with mistakes, running with niggas you call
rebel. Well, I got an army at 730 niggas. It's crazy to play my league after that gangsta shit. This is the one time and only time you're gonna ever hear a leak after mine. Like, that's crazy that this is gonna happen.
I mean, you shouldn't even be playing your league, well, you, technically, but, you know.
No, I told you, I said it from the beginning. That was happening.
No, you said you was gonna incorporate it without me knowing.
You're right, I did, but now you know. Because I love you so much, I would never try to run game on you, my nigga.
Nah, because that's game. Fuck what you talking about.
Alright, so for my nothing motivation this week, I just wanted to say, yo, for real, yo, niggas is gonna hit on you, niggas is gonna be on your dick regardless. So at the end of the day, just gonna keep on doing you, because you cannot allow yourself to move according to what niggas is gonna do, because that's gonna make you a puppet. So you gotta be willing to do what you gonna do, regardless of what niggas say, what niggas do, how they act. Because guess what? Niggas is going to do what they going to do regardless. So, you got to do you regardless. And what's yours?
Well, same old shit. Fake love taints love. Fake love ain't love. Stay in your lane or get ran over. Value what you have. Don't take life for granted. It's a cold world. Don't wait time for advantage. You heard me know.
Yeah, stay hurry now. Well, my leak is coming from your boy, Life Jennings.
Mute this shit. She lost.
26 days, 17 days. 26, 17.
Oh, my brother. Not today. I put my way somewhere. Uh-huh. Let me tell you a little story, man. What happened to me not that long ago, y'all? Tell me something. See, I was looking for God at my grandmama's house. Underneath the cushions on the couch, I look all around, side to side, up and down that lane, but nowhere to be found. So I called my grandmama on the phone, said, "Oh lady, you best get home, cause God ain't where you said he would be, and there's something that I really need to speak with him about." Immediately she said, "Boy, tell Granny what's wrong. Is there something I can do?" I said, "Big mama, now is a sensitive issue. And Lord knows I don't know what to do. But I need somebody to talk to you." It had been 26 years, 17 days. Lived in 5 different prisons. Got 2 babies on the way. And they say it'll be a waste of time to pray. Shit, that I'm going to hell anyway. It had been 26 years. 17 days, been to 5 different prisons, got 2 babies on the way. They say it'll be a waste of time to pray. Shit, I'm going to hell anyway. See, I done smoked weed with the bestie, oh, shawty, oh, the restie, oh, my heart hurt like an old man with high cholesterol. Pray to say that I'm the dirtiest dude he ever saw. Shouldn't even be living. You Christian, should have been dead like 17 times from 17 crimes I committed. Took them all to trial and got acquitted. Left waving my middle finger in the air, whispering in the prosecutor's ear. Yeah, I just know everything from dreams to wedding rings. Auctioned off my soul for material things. But lately it's been kind of bothering me. I guess that turtle always catches up with the rabbit eventually.
That's that pop was largest. Y'all niggas
beat. Oh my God, that's so cool. They say it'll be a waste of time to pray. Shit, that I'm going to hell anyway. It'll be 26 years, 17 days. Been to 5 different
places. Yo, Life Jennings' first album is a fucking classic.
It'll be a waste of time to pray. Shit, that I'm going to hell anyway. Somebody.
Whether my stipulations, excuse, or semantics, he won.
It's technical, right? It's exact. Time is exact. Is it not? Is time exact, yes or no?
Time is exact. Thank you for tuning in to the
podcast. Is it yes or no?
I said time is exact.
No, repeating what I said is not. You just repeating what I said. You're not acknowledging. You're not saying yes.
Doughboy, yes.
Okay.
Time is exact.
I won.
You won. You are better than me. You are the king. You won.
He ain't win shit. Peace.